Good morning, gentlemen. Yesterday, welcome back. Thank you. I missed all these shvachim. You know, nobody said anything when you're not here. All right. So, I said that today I'm going to explain the Shita of Chacham Ben Tzion Abba Shaul. I'll just remind you very quickly what he says. He says there's a difference between saying Borei Nefashot on an item that was supposed to be Yala Michya, for example, that you can't do. Magen Avraham said that. When it came to half a kazait from Michya, for example, and half a kazait of cucumbers, Magen Avraham said you could say Borei Nefashot. Wow, so how could that be? You don't say Borei Nefashot on the full kazait of Yala Michya, but if it's half, then it's mitzaref. How does that work? He said, we don't do. There's half of Alam Yechya and half of Borei Nefashot. There's no tziruf. You don't say Berach Achona. Finished. Now, what's the Shita of Chacham Ben Tzion explaining the Magen Avraham? He quotes Shulchan Aruch Meforash that says that, the Chavara. Let me quote to you. This is one of the hardest Shulchan Aruch in the whole Arba Acher Kiyah Shulchan Aruch. It says like this. Siman Reshchet Seiftet. עירב קמח דוחן ושאר מיני קטניות עם קמח של חמשת מיני דגן. That's our case. He took, we're going to call it chickpea flour, okay? For the chickpea flour, lentil flour, and he mixed it with wheat flour, regular flour. Mixes it together. Okay. ובישלו בקדרה, he made matzo balls, he made soup balls. And he cooks it in a kedera. Mevarech borei mine mezonot v'al hamichya. Stop here for a second. He says mezonot because of the wheat flour. And he says al hamichya because of the wheat flour. Now, I would tell you at this point, lechaora, you have to have a kazait of wheat flour. Right? Because it's not mitzaref, you said. And you have to eat that kazait of wheat flour. So the shiur, so you have to eat double. Let's say with half, you have to eat double quick. Right? That's it. First of all, he continues on what happened if you made a bread out of it. So you have a bread, wheat flour, chickpea flour, lentil flour. Okay. Mivarech ha-motzi. He says, Mivarech ha-motzi. Of course, if it tastes like regular bread. Mivarech ha-motzi. Ubirkat ha-mazon. Okay. ודווקא שיש באותו קמח מחמשת המינים כדי שיוכל ממנו כזית דגן בכדי אכילת פרס. Oh, great. ברוך השם, he saved it. You have to have a kazait of that wheat flour, or חמשת המינים, that you eat within כדי אכילת פרס. If it was a third of this, you have to have three kazait that you eat within אכילת פרס. Because only one will be a kazait out of three kazait, so you can have one kazait of wheat flour. Aval, im en bo ze ashiur mechameshet aminim. If you don't have this shiur, if it's less than that, eno mevarech lebasof birkat hamazon. You cannot say birkat hamazon. So far, we all agree, right? So far, we good. We good.
Yes.
Good. Ela, what do you do if you don't have this shiur? Batechila mevarech hamotzi. So hamotzi is not going away because it's beracha rishona. So if it qualifies as bread, I don't care how much you're going to eat. You always say amotzi first. Kevan shesh bo tam dagan. Because it has the taste of regular bread, let's say. Aval bishen bo kazait, bikedei achilat peras. First beracha, it doesn't matter how much you eat. Ul basof, what do you say, beracha acharona? Now what would you say if you were chacham over there? What's the beracha acharona? You have less than a kazait of wheat flour. Less than a kazait of chickpea flours, but you have a kazait in total. You say amotzi because it tastes like bread. What beracha achrona do you do? Nothing. No, not borei nefashot. Yemo. Oof, you ruined my whole halacha. According to Chacham Ovadia, you say nothing because you don't have a kazait of al hamichya and you don't have a kazait of borei nefashot, and it's not mitzaref. Yet the Shulchan Aruch says. Ul basof, and at the end, ala mihya.
Ala mihya.
Whoa, ala mihya.
Where'd that come from?
I surrender. I don't have. All the acharonim come and say, what in the world? Why did you say ala mihya? First of all, forget about what you say at the end. You should say nothing at the end. Because you have half a kazait of of Birkat HaMazon, and you have half a Kal Zayit of Bore Nefashot, it's not Mitztarev, you say nothing. So forget about Tarev Michya for a second, Bore Nefashot, whatever you want to say. We don't say anything, you should say No Beracha Acharona. Now, why are Michya Tzarech Yun Gadol? Nobody knows why. All the Acharim Acholek on the Shulchan Aruch, the Gras says, say Bore Nefashot. Ah, say Bore Nefashot? That's like the Magen Avraham says Chacham Ben Zion here. You have Shulchan Aruch Meforash, which tells you that two things are Mitztarev. Whatever you say at the end, if you say anything at the end, that means that there's a tziruf. Because one was Birkat HaMazon, one was Borei Nefashot, and at the end, whatever you decide to say, you're saying something. According to you, you should say nothing. Chacham Ben Zion says, yeah, Meforash. So you see that it's Mitztaref. It's a good reaya, no? Chacham Uvadia has to defend himself. What does he say? He said, we're not knowing like that.
That's it.
That's it. That the majority of Acharonim, the Cholek on the Shulchan Aruch. They say, we don't do that. So therefore, the Re'ayah you bring is a beautiful Re'ayah for Shulchan Aruch. But the Ma'aseh, we don't do that. The Cholek on the Shulchan Aruch. They say, no, because of what we're saying. You know, Mitzaref, half a Kazayit, half a Kazayit, you get this from. So Safek at this. It says, Safek Berachot Le'akil. So what we see is, really, Chacham Ben Zion has a Re'ayah from Shulchan Aruch. But Chacham Odia says, you're right. But we're not knowing like this, because the Acharonim, Acholek, and since they're cholek, the safek berachot at the end. Some say you do say beracha, and some say you don't say beracha. No, safek berachot leakel. What we do see is that Mishnah Berurah says yere shamayim ra'uy leyere shamayim shelo yochal pat kaze. Don't eat bread like this. Why? Ela betocha seuda. You have to do it in the middle of the seuda, because if you do, you have three shitot. One tells you alamichya shulchan aruch. Nobody understands why. One tells you borei nefashot. That's the gra. And one tells you don't do anything. So what do? You're going to end up doing nothing, but maybe you were supposed to do something. That's haram. Don't eat that bread. Your bread that has a little bit of wheat and then potato flour. Today they have tons of those breads. Tons. Don't eat that bread, because this bread is a big bayah of halacha.